Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure, each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And if you're listening in by computer or whatever, or phone, you can call in and ask questions by dialing 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key because we are live. And I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everyone and those 33 countries around the globe who tunes in and support me. I appreciate all of y'all, and thanks for hanging out with us on a Friday. And before I introduce my phenomenal guest, I got to say hello to my co-host, Chris. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. Hello. Happy Earth Day.
All right, now. And like you said, Happy Earth Day. People need to understand this global warming is true. If you look around the globe and you're seeing floods in Africa, it's wiped out 400 miles. You see the fires burning in Arizona. You see the ice shelves cracking in Antarctica. You know, it's just amazing how people don't understand. We got to save this earth if we don't want to continue to live on it because it's breaking down, and you can see it by the temperature change and everything else. But with that being said, I want to introduce my phenomenal guest. She is the president of the Georgia chapter of the NAACP, National Association for Advancement of Colored People. And I want to say, hi, Barbara. How you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good now. I got you here because you're a busy woman, baby.
Oh, I'm just God's child. That's what I am.
Amen to that. You know, last time you was here, we couldn't finish asking the questions because, you know, we ran out of time. But you had a gentleman on here that was a little unhappy because he didn't feel like the NAACP stood up enough to address some kind of legal question. And that was a little, why don't you tell people what is your job so anybody who called in and they are curious, they don't know exactly what you stand for.
Exactly. And one of the things that people, I guess they don't understand, is that we're not lawyers. And that's the problem. They want us to do their criminal work and stuff like that, and that's what lawyers are for. We are a civil rights organization. We are for to make sure that everything is equal, justice, fighting against the desegregation. I'm not fighting against the desegregation, but fighting for the desegregation. And that's what we are. And we try to give the resources. Sometimes we have to get out there and beat the ground, you know, walk the streets with the picket signs and all that. I'm a little different. To me, that's a little old-fashioned now. I believe that we have to go to the table. We have to be able to sit with the people that are making the decisions. We have to be able to persuade them, motivate them, whatever, to make them see what we see that is not right. And that's the way I believe in nowadays and how we have to fight against, all this injustice.
Yeah, because I think they got it confused from what they've seen on TV about NAACP helping people who were incarcerated. But, you know, the thing is to make sure it's justice for all. And that was all that was available at that time as far as anything legally of the person who would have knowledge for people of minority. And
now we
I'm
do,
sure
we do have
branch
to go, we do have to
move
it thousands. We do have to
do something
we
different.
Do have to go into the we do have to go into the prisons, and we do have to make sure that even in the prisons that they're being treated equally, because sometimes in the prisons, black men aren't being treated like the white men are. That's just a fact. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do have to do that, but it has to be desegregation and not just because we're in there trying to defend them because they're black and in jail, because some people that are black in jail deserves to be in jail or deserves to be somewhere out of society so that they won't hurt or harm anybody else. But other than that, if they're being treated like everybody else because that's the laws or the policies of the prison, then that's what they have to do until they serve their time. So we don't want to hear anything about they're treating our black men or our men of color any different from they treating anybody else. That's what they come in. So if you see that on television, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's really hard because the people do confuse it. You know, and just like people don't understand, like with Black Lives Matter, you know, a lot of times NAACP and other groups get together in unity. It's not because this is what they do. It's just that, you know, sometimes when something is going wrong in your community, it's just that people stand together. And sometimes it's just regular folks like me, or sometimes it's a school organization, sometimes it's NAACP or Organization of Black Lives Matter. It's just that people in general hate the injustice, and they come together for their voice to be heard.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't know is that we have several entities of discrimination, and one is housing. If you know that our black people are being much treated differently when it comes to housing, even the materials of some of the housing is not desirable, you know. So we have to look out for things like that. And then health. I mean, black women, they die more with breast cancer, okay? Those are the kind of things that we got to make sure that our sisters get out there and have their mammograms. We got to make sure of that. And some of them don't know that there are actually are places that they can go and get it done that doesn't cost them anything. They just have to get the resources, and that's what we are. We are that resource base to make sure people get what they need.
Well, you know, some people who are listening, I want y'all to understand she's absolutely right, because it's hard sometimes to find the resources. I know when you go to places like Share, it gives you a discount on food, or Office of, you know, Health, whatever. They might have those resources on a piece of paper. So it's good to know that NAACP also have resources. And so there's no reason for anyone to be out there homeless and hungry, because there is help. You just got to step out and believe and call, and something will happen, you know. So on that note,
right,
I'm going to let Chris, well, let me ask this question real quick, because it's about what I just said. If someone was to call you collect, would y'all answer it?
When you say call collect, you mean like from jail?
From anywhere, like somebody who was homeless. And they're just hungry.
I didn't know,
and they heard this message, and they don't have any money. They just on the street.
You're right. And I'm sorry, because I didn't know they still did the call collect thing. I mean, because everybody's like cell phone now, you know. So I don't hear too much about landline phones anymore or pay phones
anymore.
Well,
you don't see too many of them. That's true.
No, but I'm sure that there are still some out there. Well, yeah, we'll answer. I would answer it. I'm not going to say that everybody in the office would do it, but I would definitely answer it, yes.
That's good to know. And that's why you're the president of the Georgia chapter of the NAACP.
Hey,
there you go. But I'm talking
I go above and beyond with some of the things. I mean, after I worked all this morning registering children at the high school, Shaw High School, you're probably familiar with that here in Columbus. And we've been doing other high schools, registering the kids to vote 17 and a half and up to vote. And then after that, get ready for my kids to go to Tuskegee tomorrow to perform in their literacy program over there. So that's what I do. I kind of roll my sleeves up and work in the community like anybody. I'm not just a president.
Well, you're
I am
more
a
than just
activist.
That. People don't realize you're a publishing company as well. So come on now.
Exactly.
You got so many hats, man. You got to put them on a rack and just pile them on top of each other.
And so now I'm learning to juggle. I have to juggle it. You know, I have to say, okay, today this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to work with NAACP. That's it. Today I'm going to work
right.
with Unique Euphony. That's it. You know, I have to be able to juggle it and make sure that it all works.
Yeah. So I'm going to jump over here, Chris. Chris, I wish Terry shut her mouth so I can ask my question. But go ahead, baby. You got the floor.
Okay. Barbara, my first question to you of the evening is, since today's Earth Day, and since you're the local, obviously you're the local NAACP president in Columbus, Georgia.
I have a correction for you, sir. I'm not the local anything. I am the state of Georgia. No,
I'm
not the
local.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Well, as president, and since it's Earth Day, what would you do for Earth Day as president? What would you do, like, in your own way, if there's anything?
Well, I still do the recycling, making sure that we have the right products in the right boxes, so when they come and pick it up, I've done my contribute to that. That's part of Earth Day, and saving the earth is our plastics, cups, and all that kind of stuff, so I really do that. Now, we have not, to be honest with you, have not picked anything specifically to do, but we do have environmental and climate committee. And so they do a lot of things. We just had a meeting not too long ago where we talked about the housing and the materials that they're using, especially for low-income people. That's all part of environmental and climate. And so we have not picked an Earth Day yet. We have not done that. That's something that we may do in the future. You know, I've just been a president now for almost 9 months, had to turn a lot of things around. So I haven't really thought about that, and that is very important. Earth Day is extremely important, but we have not – yet focus on what kind of activities we're going to do for that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question, Barbara. By you being in charge of the whole state of Georgia, and in Georgia there are different places like Columbus, Atlanta, you know, different communities in Georgia.
Yes, over 100 years. It's over 100 and some units, but we have about 56 to 60 units that are actually functioning. And one of the things that I want to do if I continue to be president of the Georgia State Conference is to make sure that we go in there and reorganize these units, start units where units need to be. We have questions of where they used to be units but no longer units, and they want to start again. And we've already started down in Trudon, Georgia, which is Suffolk, Georgia. They just got up and ready to go, and we reorganized in Appling County. A lot of these units are in the southern part of Georgia. So, yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you about, like the different chapters inside of Georgia that they got to come to you. I mean, how do you pick what is important to focus on? Say, for instance, one community have something going on about, you know, the guy that was shot in his head by the police officer because he said the guy was trying to grab his taser. I'm sure you might have seen that on the news, you know. And he was from a different country. I think he was from Africa. And his mother and them, they was crying. And the only thing is that, you know, I guess they were saying that the guy couldn't really understand what was happening, so he was trying to run. And when they were scuffling on the ground, you know, the police was heard saying, "Don't touch that taser." But my thing is, he shot him in his head. You know, if he gets shot in the head, you're going down. He was on top of the guy. He could have shot the guy in his back, his leg, or something, or his hands to incapacitate him, you know. And I don't know, when stuff like that happens in the news media, how do y'all assess what crime that y'all going to try to focus and help that community or the parents of things that go bad? Do y'all have somebody who's a mediator between all the other units in Georgia that comes to you and say, "Well, look, this is our number 10, you know, are they writing it like of importance before they bring it to your desk?"
No. All of it is important to us. No, we don't pick it like that because we have so many chapters, and the chapters actually handle their own business. Unless they feel like they need some reinforcement or some support, they'll call on us to come in. We don't go and micromanage any unit. We don't do that. We stand back until they ask us for help. So that particular thing that you're talking about, it may have happened somewhere where it was they contact the NAACP. The NAACP is on the ground now. I don't know. I don't know of that incident. But sometimes things happen that I don't know because the local branch doesn't need help. They're handling it themselves.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
We had something just happened in Atlanta just the other day, and the Atlanta branch jumped right on it and handled it. So as long as they don't call us, we're good. You know, if they call us and need reinforcement, we come in. We had a situation in Athens about 2 years ago. I was the education chair, and they were trying to – well, they did terminate the superintendent of schools, and I went down to try to see if I could help reverse that. And I knew that being on the school board myself, it was going to be hard to do that. And it was hard, but he did get another job. But, you know, we still had to fight for it to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And so that's when they called me in because, the school board wasn't just paying the local branch any mind at all. It's just, you know, we don't care what you say, you know. So they called the state in. You know, and I got plenty of respect and everything, but it was too late. It was actually too late. He had already found another job and already on his way. So that's what we do. We just make sure that everybody is doing what they are supposed to do according to the bylaws and constitution of the national. And that's what we do.
That sounds good. Hey, Chris, you got another question for Ms. Barbara?
Yes, Barbara, my next question is, you know, since you're the president for the Georgia NAACP, What is your favorite part about being that, about Georgia, about that state?
Oh, well, it would be any state. If I was in Texas, I would do the same thing. If I was in New Jersey, I would do the same thing. I've always been an activist for the community. You know, I'm originally from New Jersey, and when I was in New Jersey, I did the same thing. So wherever I go, I'm going to help my people. I don't care where it is. So it's
great.
Not only about this because it's Georgia. It's because this is what I do. It's in my blood.
Okay, great.
Yes, you want them hard. Nubian Queens,
no matter where I go. No matter where I go.
Yeah, we're going to take a small break, and we're going to be back in 2 and 2. Stay with us. It seems like there we go.
When we have as good as it gets, sometimes the grass isn't greener. Soon as we find out, we forget. Sometimes a fool doesn't know he's a fool. Sometimes a dog doesn't know he's a dog. Sometimes I do the stupid things to you when I really didn't mean it at all. Sometimes a man God knows I don't mean give it to you. So girl, I'm sorry for the stupid things I wish I didn't do.
Everybody, welcome back to Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lau and Chris Michael Ward. And thank you for listening, North and South, East and West, and my global friends. And we have with us, you know, Barbara Pierce, the president of the Georgia NAACP. Not local, the whole state, all that in Georgia, the South, she got that in under wraps. And with that being said, can I ask you a question? Is that something like...
Sure.
The White House, where you just can't get into where you're at, and then they have other little areas, you know, like, you know, legislature where, you know, you can go there with a pass and whatever, whatever. But is your location isolated from the other local chapters in Georgia?
So the only time that we did that is when, well, we did a few others. It's very rare. In other words, when Arby, remember the Arby case, right? Ahmaud Arbery, we all kind of went down to Brunswick when that happened because we knew Brunswick needed our support. So a lot
right.
of us went there several times just mm-hmm. to make speeches, press conferences, protests, you know, the whole shebang, you know, we did it all. And
right.
then they had the clergy day. Of course, I'm ordained, and I was there with my collar on with a whole lot of other pastors from all
you
over.
Minister Barbara?
Was there. So, huh?
You a minister?
I am an ordained deacon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Girl,
yes.
Like I said, you wear so many hats. I'm scared of you. Oh, my girl.
I know. I forgot some of the things that I've done. But,
I'm telling
yeah,
you,
so
man.
We all,
you don't need a resume. You need a book.
It was outstanding to be there, especially with Jesse Jackson. You know, he wasn't too well, but just to be in his presence for once in my life, and I had never been in his presence before. You know, all these guys. Al Sharpton was there. Ben Crump was there. It was like awesome. It was a day that I would never forget, and I wish that it was a lot
Amen.
More younger people.
Amen.
Uh-huh. But that's when we come together. When something is that big, we come together. When they had the young man that you're talking about being stung, that young man that was stung down in Coffee County, Douglas, Georgia, I mean, we all went down there and walked and protest and walked to the hospital back to the place where, you know, he was stung. You know, we did stuff like that. Rome, when they had the children that was protesting because the white kids was wearing rebel shirts and everything, and they didn't get suspended, but the kids that was protesting against them, black kids, got suspended, and we went down there. So sometimes, you know, we get together and we go to these places because they need support. They need to know that the NAACP is not going to tolerate it.
That's right. Well, thank God for that, that they still... You know, about being fair to all people, you know, just not people of color, all people. It's about being fair.
All
we're
people,
all entitled.
That's right.
You know, we're
that's
all entitled
right.
to be treated the same way under the Constitution of the United States. Okay, Chris, you got a question, baby?
Yes, Barbara, you've had quite a career, and you made a few history moments. Is there anything on your bucket list you've not yet completed?
Travel. I just want to travel all over the place. I just want to go everywhere. So what I did on my bucket list is every year I do something different, Chris. Like last year I had never, believe it or not, I had never been to Las Vegas. So I went last year. I went to Las Vegas for my birthday just to say I had been there. I've been to New Orleans many times, but I'd never been down there on Mardi Gras. So my birthday this year, it was Mardi Gras. So every year, already planned next year, I'll be in Jamaica. So,
Let me ask you a question. New Orleans into Mardi Gras, you didn't flash nobody in Houston Beach, did you?
Oh, I had a good time. No, I didn't flash. No, but I saw a lot of it going on, though. Whatever we did in Las Vegas, we're going to leave it there.
Uh-huh.
We had a good time in Las Vegas, trust me. Yeah, I did a lot of praying when I got back.
I know this part, baby.
Yeah, we had a good time. So, yeah, Chris, that's the only thing that I've done just about everything that I want to do. I just want to continue the community, fighting in the community. I'm going to continue being a freedom fighter. That's what I want to do, continue.
Great. Keep it up. Yeah.
And my last question for you, Barbara, do y'all take on volunteers that want to help, like in the office, do paperwork, work at computers or whatever? I mean, or is it all a paying position?
Yes, no, it's all volunteer. The only people that actually get paid is the people on the national. And if we have an executive director, that executive director gets paid because they kind of hold the organization together. But,
right.
We have everybody's volunteers. All of us are volunteers. All of us are. Now, we have a budget, okay? And in other words, if we get our mileage reimbursed, we get our hotel, our food,
right.
We have that. And some of them have stipends where they say the president has their expenses paid once a month or something like that as far as their traveling and stuff like that. But, no, we are not. None of us are employees except on a national level. They have all the staff on the national level. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, Barbara, we are so glad that you had the opportunity to come back. And you know your family. Anytime you want to come back to say
where you can be home
or
back,
whatever,
right?
Just call me. And you have anybody back
will,
on here.
I will do that.
Right.
Also, think we talked about that you would also be willing to be a platform for some of the authors, and I've been lining them up for other people also. So I would love if you can be in that circulation.
Okay.
Okay.
And tell other people right now while you're on the air. Tell them again about that.
Yeah, so this is Unique Euphony Publishing. I've owned for the last 13 years. I met Miss Lyles like a long time ago when her daughter was acting in the plays and stuff like that. We are still doing it now with younger kids. Some of them started off like 8 years old, and now they're like 15 years old, and they've been with me for some years, and they're like counselors and helping other people. But we have about 100-something authors that have been writing with us for the last 13 years, and what we do is we try to get them on radio shows and different Facebook pages and newspapers and stuff just to let people know that they're out there with their works and they're doing a great job and they're struggling artists. And so we just want
people to
know.
They can always do my show. Just let me know, and I'll hook them up, let them come on the show.
All right, then. God, that's great. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Any of your artists, say, hey, Terry, I got this person, da, 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 da. I'll make it happen, baby.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Us women.
And on
women,
that note,
we're
in with an old tune. Chris might not know about this. He might not even been born. This is a song called Hello, Stranger by Barbara Lewis. Good night, everybody.
Right.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been? Seems like a mighty long time. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember that's the way it used to be. A mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby, ooh. It seems like a mighty long time.